2007, Israel attacks Syria, destroying what is widely believed to be a nuclear reactor being built by Syria with the assistance of North Korea. Obama's resolve to create a no-nukes world is admirable. Yet even Obama realizes unilateral nuclear disarmament is foolhardy. Short of unilateral nuclear disarmament, what sentence does Obama think he can form that will convince China, Russia, North Korea, and Iran that they are making a mistake to pursue nuclear weapons? A contributor to Obama's no-nukes policy is Joseph Cirincione, the president of the Plowshares Fund. Cirincione acknowledges that nuclear disarmament proposals from the political left have historically been doomed to failure. Yet he places himself squarely on the left anyway, joining with Obama in calling Iraq a disastrous conflict that has shown how misguided the Bush Doctrine was. In numerous writings, Cirincione has announced the Bush administration is running a scare campaign over Iran's nuclear program, similar to the concerns over Iraq's weapons of mass destruction the administration cited in the ramp-up to the Iraq War. Cirincione has been outspoken in his criticism of Israel's attack in Syria. Seeing Israel as the real culprit, he said, "If this sounds like the ramp-up to the war in Iraq, it should. This time, it appears aimed at derailing the U.S.-North Korean arrangement that administration hardliners think is appeasement. Some Israelis want to thwart any dialogue between the United States and Syria." In a September 2007 interview with National Public Radio, Cirincione argued certain hardline Israelis were using the airstrike to prevent U.S.-Syrian or an Israeli-Syrian dialogue. Even after the United States released photographs in April 2008 showing what appears to be the inside of a nuclear reactor and a Syrian official standing with a well-known engineer for the North Korean government with Syrian license plates in the background, Cirincione still refused to believe U.S. intelligence assessments that Israel destroyed in Syria a North Korean-built nuclear reactor that Syria had not disclosed to the International Atomic Energy Agency. Aaron Klein, WorldNet Daily's Jerusalem correspondent, wrote an expose of Cirincione on May 1, 2008. He found that Cirincione's writings show a fundamental anti-Israel resentment that guides much of his thinking about nuclear weapons and the Middle East. In Klein's words, Cirincione believes Israel should give up its nuclear weapons to ensure Iran halts its illicit nuclear program. Klein essentially concludes that Cirincione blames Israel for Iran's secret pursuit of nuclear weapons, sees Iran as taking a defensive posture against Israel, and absolves the Ahmadinejad regime of any truly aggressive, hostile intents to vanquish the Jewish state. Ed Lasky, writing in The American Thinker, agrees with Klein. Cirincione blames Israel for nuclear proliferation and seemingly wants to pressure Israel to shut down its nuclear program and strip itself of any nuclear weapons it may or may not have in its inventory. Lasky noted Cirincione was another in a disconcertingly long line of Obama advisors who seemingly have an anti-Israel bias and who would be very willing to apply American pressure on our tiny ally to disarm itself in the face of its mortal enemies. If Obama's new idea on nuclear weapons means Israel should first disarm, the idea is certain to be a non-starter. If Obama's policy is rooted in Cirincione's anti-Israel thinking, Obama will soon be seen as doing no more service to Israel than Jimmy Carter did when he decided to tell the world Israel has 150 nukes. Classified information Carter had no authorization to disclose. Another Obama advisor with decidedly anti-Israel views is General Merrill Tony McPeak, retired U.S. Air Force Chief of Staff under Clinton, who is currently a senior foreign policy advisor to Obama and the co-chairman of Obama's presidential campaign committee. Since the 1970s, McPeak has repeatedly stated that Israel runs U.S. foreign policy. McPeak has implied U.S. politicians are afraid of Jewish voters in New York City and Miami, and that American Jews are the problem, impeding a solution to the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. McPeak has also compared the Hamas and Hezbollah terrorist organizations to what he has described as religious radicals in Oregon. McPeak claims born-again Christians supported the war in Iraq because they wanted Israel to win as part of a grand strategy to prepare the world for the second coming of Jesus Christ. Robert Goldberg, vice president of the Center for Medicine in the Public Interest, first exposed McPeak's anti-Israel views in an article Goldberg authored in the American Spectator in March 2008. For Goldberg, the conclusion was clear. Guys like McPeak are upset because they think Jews have too much influence. McPeak's comments are worse than McCarthyism. They reflect the views of Reverend Wright and other Obama advisors who believe that Israel is just a problem to be solved, not an ally to support. Obama has a Jewish problem, and McPeak's bigoted views are emblematic of what they are.